What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast, another opportunity for you to become aware of how powerful this space is, especially when we connect with amazing people like Yvonne, who is someone who actually went through my Superpower Mastermind program. I also work with her privately as well. This was back in 2023, and she has come on today on this segment of Success Stories to share her journey of transformation, her healing, and also going to share what she's actually doing now after she worked with us. So this is going to be inspiring, so make sure you stay until the end and you hear out what Yvonne has to say, because so many of us, I truly, truly believe, are not living our dreams, we're living our fears, or we're stuck in environments where we're not able to thrive and prosper. So Yvonne, welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Luke. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. It's amazing. I've seen some work that you've been doing outside of obviously our coaching program and, you know, you stepping into your leadership and, you know, owning your story and connecting with other people and doing podcast episodes as well. But let's take it back to March, I think it was 2023, when you joined us. What was happening in your life at that time, and why did you feel like change was necessary and that you felt that, you know, we could help you do that?
Absolutely. So I was finishing my 25th year in corporate consulting. And basically I had planned on doing that just for 2 years until I figured out what I wanted to be when I grew up and where could I, you know, help people. And I just kept living in this fear of the unknown, right? I had this false sense of security. You know, we had to have the paycheck to pay the bills and, you know, live beyond, you know, never live beyond what you're able to do, right? And I had these limiting beliefs of what was available to me and what I was able to do. Not any fault of my parents, just they did the best they could and they wanted the best for me, right? So I was really living a life that wasn't my own. And about 9 years ago, I had gone through a divorce and I found yoga and meditation and I started to wake up slowly and surely and realizing, like, this isn't who I am. This isn't my authentic self, but I was feeling trapped, right? I remember you telling me, like, you've been a big fish in a little pond, but you need to get out there in that ocean. And, you know, I felt like I had one foot on the dock and one foot on the yacht and the yacht was taken off. And I was just feeling super stretched and torn, trapped in a life that I didn't necessarily feel was right for me, but too scared to take that step and go out into that big ocean so I could help more people.
That's amazing. And I think it's very relatable, I believe. You know, that's a quote from C. Joy Bell C. And it says that, you know, so many of us are stuck in this little pond and, you know, we don't realize that the outside of that is an ocean and a sea, you know. And if we don't step out of that, then we'll never discover, you know, what else there is out there. So it's amazing to know that you've actually done that, you know, and that's why I'm like, that's how we can really be inspired, by knowing that, okay, where we are right now doesn't mean that we have to stay here. Mm-hmm. And it's hearing stories like this where you get inspired and you're like, shit, okay, hang on, maybe there is something else out there. So let's go back to you actually working on your personal development, because obviously that played a big role in you kind of being inspired or empowered to kind of take the action. So in terms of your own confidence or your healing, or what was it specifically, do you believe, now looking back at the 20-week Superpower Mastermind, obviously you're working with me privately as well, but what was it that was happening there and what helped you to kind of like get into more power, for example?
Yeah, I would say definitely be open to the signs. Like, if you had told me that I was going to sign up with some guy from Australia because I had seen him on a TikTok, I didn't even know what that was really for the longest time. I would have never done that. But there was something in my intuition. There was something inside of me and my inner light was like drawn to you. I'm like, let me go talk to this guy, right? So I started to feel like I'm gonna be open to possibility. If you'd asked anybody, they would have said, Yvonne's super confident. She's successful. She knows what she wants. And I could portray that on the outside, but on the inside, it just didn't feel like there was a match, right? So I had a ton of awareness, but like most of my clients in my community now, I didn't have the courage for the embodiment, right? I wasn't taking the action. And so when I found you, I had also found a program to learn how to do hypnosis. Remember, we talked about that. I'm like, you're like, I don't know if you should do both of those. I'm like, I don't know either, but I feel like it's right. So I would say, trust your gut. And what happened for me is that awareness is the first step, And hypnosis will give that to you. It'll give you awareness that you don't even believe is possible, right? 95% of what you do, say, believe, everything, your personality, by the time you're 35, is driven by your subconscious mind, quite often outside of your knowing and outside of your control. But even once you have that awareness, that's just the first step. You need to take massive action. And that's where you came in, right? You are not going to allow me not to take massive action. So that's what was happening for me. I had a ton of knowledge. I had a ton of awareness, but I still felt like I was alone, right? And I needed the community and I needed that person to inspire me to take action. And even when that fear of the unknown started to slip back in, somebody to say, you know, I guess we cuss on your podcast, fuck that fear, right? You'd be like, forget it. Just go for it, right? And that's what I needed. I needed that boldness that you bring, that magnetic lightning bolt of energy, right? That matches mine and says, no, you actually can go do that, right? You actually, it's actually more exciting. You know, it's actually scarier for you to stay in that pond and live your whole life in that little pond, limited, not ever filling your full potential or helping others fill theirs, than it is to go out into that ocean. And I actually even did it literally, Luke. I'm not a big fan of the water, but I went and I got my open paddy certification, even knowing that there were sharks near Turks and Caicos. And I'm like, you know what? I am going to get rid of all fear and just go for it. So that's what you really helped me do. I had never even, like this, I would have never done. The first video I did on social media was because you made me do it. Well, you didn't make me do it. You said, if you want to advance my program, thou shalt do it, right? So it was that massive action and inspiration that you brought that helped me, right, partner with my awareness that I was learning through my yoga, my meditation, my hypnosis, and all the other things. That was just like that magic combination that I felt like gave me the momentum to just, in a matter of months, I went from a job that I'd been in 25 years that I never thought I was going to leave until my kids were out of college in 7 to 10 years, to being like, I'm out. This is awesome. Let me go do this. And I tell you what, like when you can help other people, or when that's my purpose, that might not be your purpose to all the listeners, right? And there's no right or wrong, but when you can really figure out what your purpose is and then let go of fear and let go of judgment of yourself and start living it, like you feel like you have magical powers and things just keep manifesting in your life. And I didn't know you would start talking about self-love. I was like, I don't know. I guess I don't hate myself, but I didn't really know what that was. And so we've actually, to help other people, have developed, like now we're called Unlock Limitless You, because we believe everybody is limitless. So if people want to go to unlocklimitlessyou.com/quiz, it's like 3 minutes, this quiz that we put together to help people understand like what the heck is self-love. You hear about it all over the place. And a lot of people think they have it. I thought I had it. So I think having awareness, inspiration to take massive action, and community, which your program just like, I was like a rocket. Once you guys gave me that was what was so powerful that was going on in my self-development that was different than what had happened for the past 25 years. I had read books. I thought about things. I thought that wasn't available to me. I thought maybe that was later. Right. So I think that's what really happened, is like just having that support of somebody that's where you want to be telling you it's possible.
Yeah. It's amazing how we can be in. I mean, that's the whole purpose. I mean, even in the program, that one of the bigger keys of that is the community. And I mean, the thing is, I went through it first, you know, and this is really, like I've been saying a lot on our coaching recently, you know, you're the change, you're the leader, you're not a follower, you're a leader. You know, you're the person who's choosing, I'm ready to grow, I'm ready to heal, I'm ready to evolve, I'm ready to be a leader, I'm ready to be the example, you know, and that does take a lot of courage, you know, to actually step out of like living in fear and doubt and go, you know, no, like you mentioned, you know, I'm limitless. I can achieve anything, you know, whatever I put my mind to. But again, like you said, having someone have your back, or having a community that believes in you when you don't really believe in yourself yet, is it makes all the difference. Absolutely. You know, and I recall working with you privately as well, and you talking to me about, you know, making the transition and like leaving your job, but then working on this program and working on, you know, the Marissa Peer program. And, you know, you were really like kind of, there was still a lot of fear there.
Yeah.
You know, of like, how is it going to work, and which way should I take this? And, you know, there was a lot of doubt there, you know, and it's like, yeah, you kind of, you can fall to the doubt as well, you know, and basically block yourself that you think it's not possible. So congratulations on, you know, all the action that you took. And you say the word massive action, and that's something that is required in order for you to make that change, you know, and you know, finding that balance in your weekly routine obviously is a big part of that as well. But how much of an impact has this work and obviously your growth had now on your children, for example, your family? Like, how much of an impact has it had on their lives?
Absolutely. And I tell people this all the time, not just your family, but any relationship you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's never any challenge that you have in life, you're actually the cause of it, most likely, right? When you have a challenge, right, it's your subconscious mind saying, I'd rather have this problem. I'd rather have this anxiety. I'd rather have this fear of the unknown, because what your subconscious mind believes is on the other side of that is worse. So quite often, like my fear of the unknown was my subconscious mind solution to not getting hurt, to not failing, to not being enough, to not, you know, not meeting, you know, expectations that had been set upon me. So what I had to realize is, like, that's actually not true. Right. And like, to answer your question with my kids, I had been taught, like, you manage your kids, you make sure they're safe, you tell them where to go. Like, you, so much is done out of fear, though. Parents mean the best. They have the best intentions, most of us, including me, including mine. But we do it out of fear. So when you can let go of fear and you can let go of judgment of self and others and of your kids and just be yourself and be that role model. Look, I went from like having to try and manage my kids, right? Like I've always been told, get control of your kids, to just being who I am and leading by example, to be that leader that you talked about. And then they're just magically change. Like the things that are coming out of their mouth, the emotional IQ that I see developing in them, not because I'm teaching them, not because I'm telling them. The things you have to do with your kids is attune to them. Like, where are they? What are they feeling? What do they need? Who do they want to be? We need to stop trying to make them be who we think they need to be safe. It's our best intention, but it's the worst outcome. Dr. Gabor Mate says children need two things: attachment, because we can't survive without it, and authenticity. In Western society, we're not often taught about authenticity. We talk about it later. You know, we say, what do you want to be when you grow up? But then that goes away. Then it's like, be the best on this sports team, get these marks, be like this person, right? You're always comparing yourself outside of yourself. So how it's helped my kids is because I'm tuning in to who I am and leading my authentic life. It gives them permission to do that. And this doesn't stop with your kids, Luke. It's with my partner in life. It's with my friends. It's with my clients. It's with anybody that I touch. By being my authentic self and loving myself fully, I can give my best. And then not only can I give my best, they can be like, oh, I can be safe too. I don't need the mask anymore. Quite often we tell people, oh, be your authentic self. And we're like, oh, no way, I'm not doing that. We don't feel safe, right? But when you have people like you and me who we've kind of gone through the journey now, we're like, remember what we talked about? We'd rather die weird and unique than a copy. Our creator made us unique. He, she, it did not want us to be a copy. So let's not try to keep being a copy through our whole life and die that way. Let's be our unique self. And then that gives everybody else permission to do the same. And then we can create that union, which is what this life is all about, right? We're all connected energetically. Skin is overrated. Like, we have this skin and we have these walls and we think they separate us from people, but it actually doesn't. Our energy is going right through right now to each other and to anybody that's listening.
Listen to Yvonne, guys. It's the truth. But yeah, thanks for sharing. And I get it. You know, I've heard this so many times, and that's why I keep saying, you know, that, you know, you have, we inspire people, but we also influence everyone around us. You know, when we decide to grow, evolve, become a better version of ourselves, especially like when it's the when it's your children. Like, I think that's one of the best gifts that you can give your family is to be the change. And also you see now the power that you have in terms of, you know, your children emulating you, you know, and just feeding off your vibe and allowing yourself to, you know, to be that example and light for them to be their best versions of themselves, you know. And you're not the first person to say that, you know, on these this segment of success stories, which is amazing because it just shows what happens when we change, you know, our kids change as well, which is phenomenal. But Yvonne, thank you so much for sharing everything that you've shared, and congratulations on all the success and everything that you've achieved. But give us a bit of a brief overview of kind of like what you're doing now,
sure.
How the process has been for you in terms of like when you finished working with us, you know, the next 6 months. And then obviously, you know, it's been around 9 months or so since you did finish working with us. What are you doing now, and how are you helping people, and where can we find you?
Absolutely. So you can find us at unlocklimitlessyou.com and also on our podcast, How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. It's on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all the regular platforms. We're doing this because we want to give the gift that we've received. So it's the whole pay it forward, right? Like, Luke, you helped me. I want to help as many people as I can. Stop living a life for somebody else and start living a life for themselves. So we've developed this amazing program combining a lot of what you've done, also with hypnosis, right? Because what we found is you can have all the awareness in the world, but your neocortex, your conscious mind, only is in control of 5% of the game. So we've developed a white glove program where in just 5 weeks, and usually less, right? We give you that foundation of how mind, body, spirit works, right? Because you can't compartmentalize the human being. We try all the time, right? You go to your doctor for one thing, you go to the physical trainer for another thing, but your mind, body, spirit's connected. So we help people understand how that is. And then when we take them through that guided hypnosis, we don't tell them. We're like subconscious safari guides. You don't go into a jungle by yourself, right? Or if you do, you might not come out. Or if you go in, you're just going to run right out. So you need a guide, just like you are my guide, Luke. In finding my true purpose. And we help them find that key to unlock themselves from the emotional prison, whether it's anxiety, fear of the unknown, relationship problems, you name it. We find the key, and then we make sure that they don't ever go back. We teach them how to do self-hypnosis. We make sure they're taking massive action, right, after they have that information. And then we build a community to support them. So I feel like you've taught me so much. And how, remember, I'm like, I don't want to do the group thing. I don't want to do the community thing. I just want to work with you. And thank goodness you told me no. You said, I'm not going to work with you one-on-one unless you join my community, right? So you taught me how important vulnerability and community is. Mm. So we do that also. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying just to like make sure that everybody knows they don't have to be limited anymore. They don't have to stay stuck in that pond that they think this is all that's available to me because that's what my parents did, or that's what I've been told, or that's what I'm surrounded by. Right. So that's what I'm doing. And I am hoping that we can all continue to help each other. I love going to Dream Chasers and seeing all the friends, right, through the community. Like, you built such a wonderful community, and just staying in touch because this world needs all of us. Right. We need to be a big tribe, a big village, so that
absolutely
we're drawn to that. We don't have to go seek out people that are on that journey. It becomes the grand majority instead of the minority.
Absolutely. And what about Instagram? Where can people follow you on Instagram?
Yvonne and Limitless You. So Yvonne and Limitless You everywhere on all the platforms. And also, you know, Unlock Limitless You is our website, but our name, our company name is Limitless You because it's about you. Everybody that's listening is about you. And so that's how we're designing everything that we do, is to attune to the individual and what they need.
Big stuff. As I mentioned earlier, the best is yet to come, Yvonne, and you've made so much progress in such a small amount of time. I will leave the links for people to get in touch with you in the description below. But thank you so much for being the change and for having the courage to make the decisions that you made so that you could step out of your comfort zone. And thank you for entrusting me to be your guide and light while you were, you know, moving forward in your life and making these decisions that, you know, I know now that any person that comes into contact with you is going to be inspired and uplifted, and they're going to change their life, you know. So it's amazing to be connected with you still, and I look forward to continuing this journey. And thank you so much for your time and for sharing everything that you've shared, because, you know, it's a pretty dark place out there, you know.
Yeah, and I really think and so, too. And guys, like, don't think that this doesn't apply to you. It applies to everybody. If there's any suffering in your life or any desire that you feel is just a dream, it can be reality. So start hanging out with people like Luke. Come join our community, whatever it is. Like, it is possible. So if you're listening and you're like, it's too tough for me, it's not too tough for you, right? Luke, I want people to really know that I'm a single mom, right? I'm a primary provider. I thought it wasn't possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible for me, it's possible for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yvonne, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Guys, if you're interested in learning more about the Superpower Mastermind, our 20-week program, or any other programs that we offer, just click the link below, connect with my team, and we'll give you some more information about if and how we could possibly help you. And also check out Yvonne's links in the description below and get in touch with her and follow her on Instagram as well. Yvonne, appreciate you. Let's keep going. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Have a good day.